This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, September 19th, 2025. ARRL has launched a nationwide grassroots campaign aimed at securing the passage of federal legislation that would grant amateur radio operators the same rights to install antennas on their property as those enjoyed by users of TV antennas, wireless internet, and flagpoles. The campaign, announced in an ARRL member bulletin on September 17, 2025, follows the reintroduction of the Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act in February 2025. The bipartisan bills, H.R. 1094 in the House and S.459 in the Senate, are designed to prevent restrictive homeowners association, HOA, rules that currently prohibit or severely limit the installation of amateur radio antennas, even when such antennas are hidden in trees, placed in attics, mounted on vehicles, or look like flagpoles. This legislation is about restoring equal rights to licensed amateur radio operators, said ARRL President Rick Roderick. These restrictions hinder not only the enjoyment of amateur radio, but also its vital role in emergency communications during disasters. To advance the legislation, ARRL is calling on its members and all licensees of the U.S. Amateur Radio Service to take action by sending letters to their congressional representatives. Through a dedicated online tool at https://sendaletter.org/HOA, hams can easily generate and submit pre-drafted letters with just a few clicks. Go there and help us by sending your letters to representatives and senators. ARRL has emphasized that every letter matters. Your representatives and senators need to know that the passage of this legislation is important to you. And you can find more information on how and where to send those letters at ARRL.org. Radio amateurs are valuable resources to their communities in times of crisis. This week, hams in Connecticut were featured in news coverage as they participated in a mass casualty drill with the St. Vincent Medical Center in Bridgeport. Several scenarios played out in which amateur radio volunteers helped the hospital connect with other medical facilities, including a targeted cyber attack, mass shootings, and explosions. While radio can provide resilience to communities, preparedness for those who would operate the radios begin at home. During National Preparedness Month, ARRL is sharing resources from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, on how to be prepared. The starting point for building your own resilience is to understand what threats you face in your area. On the website www.ready.gov, there are tools to learn what disasters could impact your specific area and how to prepare for them. ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnson, KE5MHV, says a plan should be tailored to threats you're likely to face. Well, we should all be ready for anything. There are going to be threats specific to a region. Everyone should be well aware of the events that happen in your area, he said. There is additional information on the FEMA website to learn about region-specific disasters such as hurricanes. Radio amateurs are encouraged to find an Aries group in their area at www.arrl.org/Aries. The 3Y0K de-expedition to Bouvet Island has packed its shipping container of gear. The team spent the weekend near Oslo, Norway, getting things ready, including generators, tents, tools, and, most importantly, radios, antennas, and amplifiers. This checks off another large box on the to-do list before they depart in February of next year. This international team of radio amateurs is aiming to activate the number 10 most wanted DX entity, Bouvet Island, in February of 2026. With 24 operators, two camps, and a load of gear, they hope to provide a lot of QSOs to those who need the entity for their DXCC totals. Bouvet is in the South Atlantic Ocean, 1,600 miles from Cape Town, South Africa, and 1,000 miles north of continental Antarctica. ARRL Education and Learning Support Specialist Max Friedman, N4ML, is part of that team. At 21 years of age, he will be the youngest person to ever set foot on the island and is the youngest operator known in a top 10 de-expedition. He's excited for that opportunity. I've learned a lot about being part of the 3Y0K team, said Friedman. A lot of work goes into de-expedition, more than most people think. It's an honor to work with these high-performing ham radio operators to get everything prepared for February. You can find out more about the de-exposition at ARRL.org. ARRL section managers from around the country were at ARRL headquarters for a training workshop on September 13th, 2025. They visited with program leaders from across headquarters staff to learn all about the ways that ARRL serves its members. Within the ARRL field organization, section managers are the key frontline volunteers. There are 71 sections spread across the Western Hemisphere. Section managers are elected to 2 2-year terms by ARRL members who live in their sections. Nominations for Orlando Hamcation's 2026 awards are now open. There are three award categories: the Gordon West Ambassador of the Year, the Carol Perry Educator of the Year, and a new category, the Amateur Radio Hero of the Year. Nominations may now be submitted for each of the three categories from both within and outside the USA. Links to each award category with details of their criteria and the nomination forms can be found at hamcation.com/award. Hamcation 2026 runs from February 13th to the 15th in Orlando, Florida. Churches and Chapels on the Air, known as CHOTA, took place on September 13th, 2025. CHOTA encourages ham radio operators to activate from local churches. The event, organized in 2006 in the United Kingdom, was a way to bring awareness to a local fundraising event. In 2024, 54 stations were on the air across the globe. In England, the Halifax and District Amateur Radio Society, again this year, activated the Methodist Church in the Moreland village of Blackshaw Head, West Yorkshire. The grand total for the day was 122 contacts on HF, with around 16 of those being CHOTA to CHOTA contacts. More information can be found at the WACRAL website. The WWV Amateur Radio Club will again host special event stations using the call sign WW0WWV to celebrate the 106th anniversary of WWV. The event will last 96 hours from 0000 UTC October 2nd through 2359 Zulu October 5th, 2025. Suggested frequencies are the .48s, 7.048 MHz CW, 7.248 MHz lower sideband, for example. There will be multiple operators across the country participating. Logs will be uploaded to the Logbook of the World and OQRS around October 20th. OQRS requests, though, that prior to October 20th, they will not show a QSO, but will afterwards. QSO card requests should be sent to WWWARC, P.O. Box 273226, Fort Collins, Colorado, 80527, or via OQRS. A self-addressed stamped envelope is always helpful. QSO card requests will not be processed, as we said, until October 20th, 2025. For more information, including time slots and bands for which operators have signed up, visit their website, WWV 106th Anniversary. The Clifty Amateur Radio Club of Madison, Indiana will operate special event station W9EFU September 20th, 2025, 1400 Zulu to 2200 Zulu for Remembering the Freedom Trail, Underground Railroad through Indiana. The event honors citizens of Madison and the surrounding area, along with others throughout the state, for their efforts in providing safe passage to escaped slaves from the South. Frequency used will be 28.328, 14.314, and 7.207 MHz. Additional information, including a special e-certificate, can be found on the club's QRZ page. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. The AMSAT Board of Directors annual election ended on September 15th. Drew Glassbrenner, KO4MA, Jerry Buxton, N0JY, Barry Baines, WD4ASW, and Frank Karnauskas, N1UW, were elected to a 2-year term. Douglas Tabor, N6UA, will be the first alternate serving a 1-year term. The board will meet prior to the AMSAT Symposium in Phoenix on October 16th and 17th. The Board of Directors meeting is open to all, unless due to an NDA, they must have a closed session. If you're new to satellites or have a question, there's a wealth of knowledge on the AMSAT bulletin board. You can ask from the simplest to the most difficult questions, and someone should be able to assist you. You can send your question and follow the replies by sending it to amsat-bb@amsat.org. If you're looking to see what satellites are actually operational, visit amsat.org, click on Satellite Resources, and click on Current Satellite Status. If you would like to find the operating frequencies of a particular satellite, click on the Satellite Resources again, and then Frequencies. It's broken down into FM, Linear, and Digital, so you can get exactly what you're looking for. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, September 20th through the 22nd, the ARRL 10 GHz NUP contest, CW phone and digital. September 20th through the 21st, a lot of contests. September 20th through the 21st, the Scandinavian Activity Contest, that's CW. The New Jersey QSO Party, CW and phone. The Texas QSO Party, CW phone and digital. The Iowa QSO Party, CW phone and digital. Also on the 20th through the 21st, the New Hampshire QSO Party, CW phone and digital. And on September 20th through the 21st, the Washington State Salmon Run, CW and phone. September 21st, the North American Sprint, RIDI, digital. And on September 22nd, the 144 MHz Fall Sprint, CW phone and digital. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section, State, and Division Convention, September 19th through the 21st, the Duke City Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL New Mexico State Convention, that's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. September 20th through the 21st, the Midwest Superfest, hosting the ARRL Central Division Convention in Chillicothe, Illinois. September 27th, the ARRL Dakota Division Convention, Moorhead, Minnesota. October 4th, the Rock Hill Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL South Carolina Section Convention, that's in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And on October 10th through the 12th, PacificCon, hosting the ARRL Pacific Division Convention, that's in San Ramon, California. And also remember to search the ARRL HamFest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Loma Pioneer Repeater Club in Santa Clara, California, for airing the ARRL Audio News on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.